Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 14th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Amedis, Inc. NASDAQ MTX, Q2 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on Amedis, Inc. TX, highlighting the company's dairy RNG platform entering a high-growth phase. In Q2 2025, 11 digesters produced 1,600 MMBTU of RNG, generating $3.1 million in revenue. CARB approved 7 new LCFS pathways, unlocking 120% more in credit value. Capacity is set to reach 550,000 MMBTUs by year-end, and 1.0 MMBTUs by 2026. Amedis's monetization opportunities include RNG molecule sales, D3N credits, LCFS production tax credits, and Section 45Z tax credits. The company also sold $83 million in Section 48 tax credits, with 45Z monetization expected to become a recurring revenue item. Commercial execution advanced with H2S removal units for digesters and USDA guaranteed financing. The California ethanol segment progresses on a $30 million MVR system to improve efficiency. India biodiesel resume deliveries contributing $11.9 million in revenue. Revenue for Q2 2025 was $52.2 million, with improved margins and narrowed net loss. Amedis is well positioned to benefit from U.S. policy tailwinds driving demand for low-carbon fuels, with a valuation range of $8.30 to $18.77.
Chinese news breaks: SolarWind Holdings, NASWIN, targets $1 billion AUM for tokenized USD money market product by year-end 2025. SolarWind Holdings, a financial services firm, aims to reach $1 billion in assets under management for its USD money market real yield token by the end of 2025. Launched in collaboration with Standard Chartered, China Asset Management, Libera, and Alloy X, RYT offers institutional investors a compliant, yield-generating tokenized product with daily liquidity and multi-chain interoperability. This initiative reflects Hong Kong's push to become a global hub for tokenized assets and SolarWind's commitment to providing seamless TradFi and Web 3.0 financial services.
Massachusetts-based advisor Joel Spear launches independent firm with Osaic. Joel Spear, CFP, has launched her independent firm, Spear Wealth Management, in partnership with Osaic, Inc. Osaic, a leading provider of wealth management strategies, welcomed Spear to its network of advisors. With over $170 million in assets under administration, Spear chose Osaic for its technology, business resources, and people-first culture. As a certified financial planner with over two decades of experience, Spear specializes in guiding clients through major life transitions. Her move to independence reflects a trend among advisors seeking autonomy and tailored support. Osaic continues to attract entrepreneurial advisors with recent additions like Path Financial Partners, Bluehaven Wealth Management, and Innovative Wealth. For more information about Osaic, visit osaic.com.
Lahontan Gold Corp., the case for a rich district. Lahontan Gold Corp., traded on TSX.V as LG and OTCQB as LGCXF, showcases a four-property Nevada portfolio anchored by the 2-million-ounce Santa Fe mine, strategically positioning the company in North America's most mining-friendly jurisdiction. The Walker Lane geological corridor continues to attract major acquisitions, as seen with AngloGold Ashanti's recent $252 million Augusta Gold purchase. With gold surpassing $3,000 per ounce and hitting a record high of $3,500, institutional capital is once again turning to gold. Lahontan Gold stands out with its focused portfolio in Nevada's Walker Lane District, offering potential for growth. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Tiny Gems breaks NextPlat Corp., NASDAQ, NXPL, narrows Q2 loss 66%. As e-commerce growth offsets healthcare headwinds. Nexplat Corp, NXPL, reported a 66% reduction in Q2 losses thanks to e-commerce growth offsetting challenges in healthcare. Revenue decreased to $13.2 million from $17.1 million, with gross margin falling to 21.8%. Operating expenses dropped to $4.7 million, resulting in a net loss of $1.8 million. The company ended the quarter with $16.6 million in cash and expects annual expense savings of over $1 million. Recent initiatives include technology upgrades, talent recruitment, and sales expansion. Management plans to announce further developments within 60 days.
Bullion markets relieved Trump won't levy tariffs on gold. President Donald Trump announced earlier this week that he wouldn't impose tariffs on gold, much to the relief of the international bullion markets. This decision resolves uncertainty surrounding the precious metals' involvement in ongoing trade tensions. The clarification that gold won't face import tariffs by the U.S. has settled industry jitters and removed a potential headache for major gold producers in the country. This news is particularly significant for companies like Aston Bay Holdings, OTQB ATBHF, ABY, as they navigate the industry landscape. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.